عامر هاو. الحمد لله.
Can we go on now?
Just a second, sir. I want to set up the so we don't have interference. Just a second, sir.
Oh, that's beautiful. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد, our book on the days of Jumu'ah is كتاب الكبائر. الكبائر was compiled by الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله. He seeks to make us know so that we can avoid those things, that when we avoid them, the reward for our avoiding them is al-jannah. Ikhwah, there are sins that when we avoid, the reward for avoiding them is al-jannah, inclusive of the fact that we would have been forgiving our minor sins. Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tajtanibu kaba'iru ma tunhaun anhu, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you avoid al-kabair, from the things that we have prohibited you from doing, those ones that are kabair, if you keep away from them, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Two things. I will pardon your minor sins, those other sins that are not as grievous as al-kabair. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and I will grant you a honorable entrance into the place of honor. Al-Imam al-Zahabi then went ahead to search from the Quran, from the Sunnah, to gather these kabair, for which, when we avoid them, Allah has promised forgiving for His sake and pardoning us of our sagair, or al-lamam, as sometimes the ulama refer to the minor sins. And then he has promised al-jannah. So these issues we are talking about. If Allah grants the servant the tawfiq to abstain from them and never go into them, or that even when he finds himself in them, he quickly turns to Allah in Tawbah regarding it. If you avoid these sins, Allah will grant you al-Jannah. The one we have been talking about from our previous classes, that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions as al-Kabiratu al-Thalithat Ashar, is Al-Imam al-Ghash, Al-Imam, the leader of the people, maybe their president, maybe their governor. Al-Ghash, who is a person very deceptive, so deceptive to his ra'iyya, to his people that he leads, the leader who is deceptive to his people. He misleads them. He deludes them. May Allah protect us. Very deceptive leader. So Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah titles it, he said, Al-Imam al-Ghashu li-ra'iyyatihi, the Imam that is very deceptive regarding those over whom he leads. Al-Zalimu, he is, may Allah pardon us, he is an unfair an unjust leader, al-Jabbar, tyrannical and oppressive, so that a leader is deceptive to his people, that a leader is unjust and unfair to his people, that a leader is oppressive and tyrannical to his people, is from those sins that we must avoid as Muslims. If the Muslim wants al-Jannah, when you are in the position of leadership, when in the position of authority, when you're in a position of control, as easy as being the leader of the people when they are upon a journey, the Sharia recognizes that the head of the group is also even referred to as an Amir. You are 10 going for Hajj. You are 15 going for Umrah. You are 25 going for Hajj. You have an Amir amongst you. You have a duty to obey him. And he has the danger of not treating you badly. Because the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, in that hadith that Abu Sa'id in al-Khudri reported, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, إِذَا خَرَجَ ثَلَاثَةٌ فِي سَفَرٍ فَلْيُؤَمِّرُ أَحْدَهُمْ. Make one of you your Amir. Make one of you أَمِّرُهُ. Make him be your Amir. One of you should be your Amir. So when we travel, you are 3, you are 5. He even told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that الراكب شيطان والراكبان شيطانان وهو إلى الثلاثة أبعد. So when the people are 3 in number, or even 2 in number, they still make one of them be their Amir. Now talk about the whole community. Now talk about the entire state. This person that Allah has commanded all of us to obey, he must not betray the trust that has been given to him. And then he becomes ghashun li ra'iyati, deceptive of the people that he leads, zalimun, becoming an unfair leader to them, jabbarun alayhim, becomes oppressive and aggressive, tyrannical over them. This sin is a sin that can bring such a person into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. In hadith number 89 under this chapter, Al-Imam Al-Zahabi rahimahullah mentions the hadith where the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Kullukum ra'in, every one of you, every Muslim, just like we said, no matter the group of people, as long as you are their head, these verses, these ahadith concern you. You're a group of people, you have an assignment, maybe in the office, maybe in the masjid, maybe in the madrasa, maybe in the place of work. A group of people, a group of 5. You are appointed as the head. These ahadith concern you. Or a committee, given a job, given a task to accomplish. You have one of you as the head. These ahadith concern you. You are the principal of the school, the headmaster of the school. Or inside the school, you are the head of department. 4, 5, 6, 7 teachers are under you. As long as some people are under you, these ahadith concern you. It is not just about the president. It is not just about the minister. It is not just about the governor. You are the head of your home. So even in this hadith of Ibn Umar, we had studied the hadith in the past. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kullukum, all of you, you are ra'in. You have been entrusted with the affairs of the people. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi, and each of you will be asked about the affairs of those that have been entrusted unto you. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, fal imamu ra'in wa huwa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Fal imam, therefore, the imam, the leader of the people, the leader in the office, the leader at home, the leader at the place of work, the leader of the people, the one who now has authority, the president of the people, the governor of the people, all of these, ra'in, they are heads, they are leaders, guiding the people forth and backwards. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa huwa mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. He will be asked about those that Allah has entrusted unto him. How have they fed? Were they eating food? Did they get security? In the previous classes, we mentioned four major jobs of heads. The first one is al-aman. Yu'manu biha sabil, leadership. With the leadership, the roads gain security. وَيُقَامُ بِهَا الْحُدُودِ, the appropriate legal punishments are meted to those who violate the laws of the land. Oh, of course, those laws are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the lands of Islam. And of course, if the people have chosen to rule, then their leaders must employ and ensure that those who violate the laws are brought to book. وَيُجَاهَدُ ذِهَا الْعَدُوُ. Likewise, the leadership, al-imama, with the leaders you fight kuffar, you fight the enemies of the state. The leadership leads you onto that. وَيُقُسَمُ ذِهَا الْفَيْءُ. Likewise, the resources of the land are divided through the leadership. Leadership is responsible for the division of the resources, common resources of the lands. How does it get to the people? Leadership is responsible for security. Leadership is responsible for protecting the people, fighting their enemies and putting enemies away. And likewise, leadership is responsible for the enforcement of the laws. So when you lead, these are the things that are expected of you, essentially. And Allah will ask you, وَهُوَ مَسْعُولٌ عَنْ أَرْعِيَتِهِ. The leader will be asked about those to whom he has been made a leader over them. In the hadith number 90, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, al-Imam al-Zahabi cited, he said, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. مَنْ غَشَّنَا, the one who deceives us, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, he is not upon our will, he is not upon the sunnah, he is not upon sound iman, that he will deceive us. That is just one of us. Then it is worth, if it is the leader who should provide security, if it is the leader who should distribute resources, if it's the leader who should protect the people against their enemies, who now becomes the one deceiving the people. That is certainly a worse sin. We studied these ahadiths. In hadith number 91, al-Imam al-Zahabi said, waqal, referring to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that he said, al-zulmu zulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. Al-zulmu, when you become unfair, when you become unjust, injustice, zulumat, It will be means of darknesses against the one who is a zalim, the one who is unjust, the one who is unfair, the one who is very dirty in his dealings with the people. These will be a means of darknesses against him on the day of Qiyamah. So when the people find a means to the Jannah, a means of light, he will be enshrouded in the darknesses of the vulmu, of the injustice he had perpetrated on the surface of the earth. How much now when it is a ruler of the people who should be in charge of security, who should be in charge of law enforcement, who should be in charge of protecting the people against their enemies and enemy aggression. وَيُقْسَمُ بِهَا الْفَيْدُ. How will it be when it is now a leader who should appropriately distribute the common resources to the people? He now becomes the one who is unjust to the generality of the people. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, الظُّلْمُ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. The hadith that followed it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّمَا رَاعٍ غَشَّ رَعِيَّتَهُ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. أَيُّمَا رَاعٍ غَشَّ رَعِيَّتَهُ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. That is hadith number 92. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, fortunately that hadith has been reported by Maqil ibn Yasar, Abu Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Maqil ibn Yasar was well known from the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this expression of this hadith occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّمَا رَعٍ غَشَّ رَعِيَّتَهُ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Any person amongst the people that Allah places others under, the ra'in is like talking about anyone who is in charge of the head of an animal. The human beings leading animals is their shepherd, their head, guiding them, eat here, drink here, don't go there. Oh, protecting them also from wild animals that are dangerous to them. He keeps them away. And then when there is food, he guides them to where they will find the food. He leads them to their common benefit. And he ensures their safety. This is the shepherd and how the shepherd handles the animals under him. How about a leader handling human beings? So that expression is borrowed here metaphorically to refer to the head of the people as Ra'id. So the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it's well known, every leader is called Ra'id. He said, Ayyuma Ra'id, anyone amongst the leaders, Ikhwa, don't forget, this one includes the husband in the house. It also includes the wife in the house. Because in that hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. So the Sharia also refers to a woman as a leader in the home of her husband. رَعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. So here when it says أَيُّمَا رَعِنْ, it includes that man who is the head of the family. It also includes the woman who is in charge of the family on behalf of the man. It includes every head of a department. It includes every imam in a masjid. It includes every leader in a community. It includes every local government chairman, every person heading another group of people, every principal, every head of department, every minister, every dean of faculty in universities, ayyuma, anyone that is ra'in, that is a head over a group of people, غَشَّ رَعِيَّتَهُ. And then he goes to deceive his people. They believe him, but he was lying to them. Ya Allah, protect us. They follow him, but he was misleading them. They listen to him, but he was deluding them. أَيُّمَا رَعِيَّ غَشَّ رَعِيَّتَهُ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. When he does that, هُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Look at this expression. He speaks it as if he is already inside Jahannam. The meaning is that he will certainly get into Jahannam when the ruler, when the head, when the coordinator, when the supervisor, when the husband, when the wife becomes deceptive. May Allah protect all of us. Any person, ayyuma ra'i, any person who is the head over people and then deceives the people, the punishment is Jahannam. That's why we say this hadith, this chapter heading is discussing things that we must avoid, so that when we avoid them, Allah protects us from Jahannam and grants us al-Jannah as a reward. If you don't want to fall into this category, may Allah protect us, then you must be a just ruler. You must be a ruler who is fair to his people. You must be a ruler who is easy with the people. May Allah guide our rulers and leaders. And where we are the ones leading, may Allah guide us and make leadership easy for us. And this is one major thing in the manhaj of the people of Salafia. The way you want ease when you lead, you want those under you to make dua for you and take it easy with you. That is the way you should take it easy also with your leaders ahead of you. As a woman, you want your husband to take it easy with you. So you should take it easy also with your children. You don't want your husband to be harsh with you. Yes, the woman should not also be harsh with her children. Just like that. The way the man who is the head of the home, he does not want the local government chairman or the community head to be harsh towards him. That is the way he should not also be harsh towards his wife. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أيما أراع أغش رعيته فهو في النار. Any person who is the leader who goes on and then deceives his people, such a person will certainly get into Jahannam. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. In the hadith that followed, hadith number 93, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this time, this love, this expression, was also reported by Ma'qil ibn Yasar, but it occurs in Bukhari and Muslim. The last one we read was from the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. This one in Bukhari and Muslim is clearer. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, man istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan, man istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Anyone that Allah places a group of people under him, ra'iyya, people who have a leader of that over them, man istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Any person that Allah places a group of people under him, thumma lam yuhitha bi nushin, thumma, after Allah has placed those people under you, thumma lam yuhitha, this ra'iyya, these people under him, lam yuhitha, he does not encompass them, he does not relate with them, bi nushin, upon sincerity and love. And nushu is, you love someone, and that makes you be so sincere and honest with them. He is not sincere with them. Lam yuhitha bi nushin, he does not love them, does not have their interest in his mind. Lam yuhitha bi nushin, is not honest in his dealings with his ra'iyya. Illa haramallahu alayhi al-jannah. The consequences for his action is that Allah will make Al-Jannah something forbidden for him. He will not come into Al-Jannah. Why? Allah placed a group of people under him, and he has failed to be honest with them. Instead, kana ghashan alayhim. It was aw ghashan lahum. What he was ghash, deceptive. What he was deluding them. They would listen to him, but he was deluding them. They would follow him, but he was misleading them. May Allah protect us. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, من استرعاه الله رعية ثم لم يحطها بنصح إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. الإمام الذهبي said, وفي لفظ. In another expression of this hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, regarding the one that Allah places the affairs of the people under him. يَمُوتُ حِينَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٍ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ. The man now dies at the time when he dies, while in the condition, he says, وَهُوَ غَاشٌ, while he is deceiving his people. He was dying. Meanwhile, he was not honest to his people. He was deceiving them. He was deluding them and misleading them. إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Except that Allah will make Al-Jannah a thing that is prohibited for him. May Allah protect all of us. No one should pass away upon deceiving those under him and misleading them. These days, women mislead their children. These days, men mislead their wives and their children. These days, heads of community mislead the entirety of the community. Anyone amongst these leaders who dies like these days, even presidents mislead their countries. Clear cut. Anyone who dies like this, حرم الله عليه الجنة. Allah will make it prohibited for him. May Allah protect all of us. It will be a thing of prohibition for him to enter Al-Jannah. May Allah protect us. In yet another expression, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَفِي لَظٍ لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. Who is that? مَنِ اسْتَرْعَاهُ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةً. The one that Allah places a group of people under him. ثُمَّ لَمْ يُحِطْهَا بِنُصْحٍ. And then he did not relate with them upon honesty and good advice. لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. Such a leader, such a head, such a dean, such an head of a faculty, such a vice chancellor, such a principal, such a head of department in a secondary school, such a headmaster, master or mistresses as the case may be. Istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Allah placed a group of people under you, like the head of department, like the CEO of an establishment, or the general manager, or the managing director, or head of security, or head of accounts department. As long as you have istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan, Allah has placed some people under him. Unfortunately, usually when we blame leaders, we blame presidents and ministers, we forget that we are also leaders in our own capacity. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyata thumma lam yuhitha binusfin illa harram Allahu alayhi al-jannah. May Allah protect all of us. In hadith number 94, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وقال The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said that ma min amiri ashratin illa yu'ta bihi maglulatun yadahu ila unukihi ma min amiri ashrah. There is no one who had even, let's say, as small as 10, you are a head over as small as 10 amongst people. يُؤْتَى بِهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ يَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ عُنُكِ يُؤْتَى بِهِ. He will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. مَغْلُولَةٌ يَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ عُنُكِهِ. His hands will be tied to his neck on the day of Qiyamah. If you are a leader, be ready. That position of leadership you are struggling for, Allah will present you on the day of Qiyamah with your hands tied to your neck. Atlaqahu adluhu, your being just while you ruled over the people will be the reason why you'll be freed. Your justice will be the means of freeing you. Awbaqahu jawruhu, all your oppression of the people will put you to destruction. So if you were a just leader, your hands will be released by the justice upon which you rule the people. And if you were a tough, ardent, wicked ruler, your wickedness, your harshness and toughness, awbaqahu, will put you to destruction. So any person who heads any group of people, he will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. The hands will be tied to his neck. In another expression, it says, La yafukuhu illa al-adlu. The neck, the hand on it. La yafukuhu. The hands, he will not be freed. He will not be released from that time, except by the justice he employed while ruling the people. How? Or that his case will be that أَوْبَقَهُ جَوْرُهُ, his wickedness over the people will put him to destruction. That hadith has been reported by many companions. Abdullah ibn Umar reported it. Ubadah ibn Samit reported it. Uraidatu ibn al-Husayb reported it. Thawban, Mawla al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported it. And many others amongst the companions. That what? Anyone who rules over, even if it were 10 people, his hands will be brought on the day of Qiyamah while tied to his neck. He will be freed by the justice that he employed while ruling the people, or he will be destroyed by the oppression with which he ruled the people. May Allah protect all of us. وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الإمام الذهبي cited the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in another hadith. The last hadith that we read occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad. This hadith, hadith number 95, we are reading now. It is from the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها. And it occurs in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, in a dua he made to his Lord, alayhi salatu wasallam, he said, Allahumma, man waliya min amri hadhihi al-umati shay'an, farafaqa biha, farfuq bihi, wa man shaqqa alayha, فَشْقُقْ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ وَلِيَ مِنْ أَمْرِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ شَيْئًا فَرُفَقَ بِهَا فَرُفُقْ بِهِ وَمَنْ شَقَّ عَلَيْهَا فَشْقُقْ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet prayed صلى الله عليه وسلم in a dua. اللهم O my Lord, O our Lord Allah, مَنْ وَلِيَ مِنْ أَمْرِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ شَيْئًا, anyone who is in charge, waliya min amri hadhihi al-ummah, he is in charge of anything in the affairs of this ummah. That's why we say the ministers are involved. He's in charge of education. He might be in charge of health. He might be in charge of agriculture. In fact, he might be in charge of announcing public holidays. He might be in charge of defense and security. He might be in charge of aviation. He might be in charge of immigration. And very many other departments of government. Man waliya min amri hadhihi al-ummati shay'a. Anyone who is in charge of anything in the affairs of this ummah, farafaqa biha, while on the job, he was easy with the people of the ummah. He treated us well. He was courteous. He was honorable. Tarfuq bihi. Oh Allah, be easy with him. Oh Allah, show him honor. Oh Allah, show him ease. Farfuq bihi. Grant him ease. Be easy with him, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. اللهم من ولي من أمر هذه الأمة شيئا فرفق بها فارفق به ومن شق عليها. But that one who, when he is in charge of the affairs of this ummah, شق عليها. He was tough on the ummah. He was harsh on the ummah. He was difficult on the ummah. He was painful against them. He was oppressive against them. He stole what was necessary and appropriate for them. He deprived them of their rights. Walla fashkuk alayhi. Walla be make things difficult for him. Walla be tough with him. Walla don't make him find ease and comfort. من ولي من أمر هذه الأمة شيئا فرفق بها فارفق به ومن شق عليها فشقق عليه. Oh Allah, anyone who becomes in charge of any of the affairs of the people in my ummah, he is in charge of Hajj, he is in charge of Umrah, he is in charge of the finances of government, he is in charge of agriculture. He is in charge of security. He is in charge of health and all other forms of government. He is in charge of law enforcement. فَرَفَقَ بِهَا. And he makes ease with the people. He makes the people find their needs easily. He makes the people obtain the benefits of government with ease. فَارْفُقْ بِهِ. Oh Allah, grant this man, grant him ease. Make things easy for him. وَمَنْ شَقَّ عَلَيْهَا. But the one who was tough against the people. فَشْقُقْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah, be tough on him. This hadith occurs in the Sahih of Al-Imam Muslim. The hadith that followed that hadith, number 96, Ikhwa. If any person is ruling over people, he should have started knowing now that Islam sees leadership as a big responsibility. Islam sees leadership as a big responsibility. I like to call it dangerous. It can lead you to Jahannam easily. Why? If you are tough against the people, the Prophet has a dua for you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be tough against you. If you are soft and easy with the people, may Allah be soft and easy with you. Subhanallah. You have to be honest every day. You have to be kind every day. You don't have to allow what people say and do to make you now become oppressive and aggressive against them. You have to manage the security and protect lives and property. You have to distribute resources appropriately and not be unfair to anyone. Ikhwah, are you able to do all this? Are those in the positions of authority, are they able to do this? It's why it's unfortunate that in our own community, when a person is announced to be governor, to be minister, to be accountant, we congratulate them over something they'll be asked about on the day of Qiyamah. That may be a means for their success or destruction. Singularly, may Allah protect us. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his dua, Allahumma man waliya min amri hadhihi al-ummati shay'an farafaq biha farfuq bihi wa man shaqqa 'alayha fashquq 'alayhi. In hadith number 96, the Prophet also told us sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he said, sayakunu umara'u fasaqatun jawratun sayakunu umara'u. You are going to find rulers if you are listening properly. Sayakunu umara. Some rulers will come. This thing will be like that. What is that? Some rulers will come. Who will be? Fasaqatun jawratun. Fasaqa. There will be people of sinfulness. Fusaq. Jawra. They will be very oppressive. They will be very aggressive against the people. May Allah protect us. They will be oppressive. They will be tyrannical. Fasaqatun. Very sinful. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ صَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبِهِمْ وَأَعَانَهُمْ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُ مَنْ صَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبِهِمْ. Whoever now goes, صَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبِهِمْ, begins to accept and believe them upon the lies and the deceits they are deceiving the people. You know, there will be some people following the presidents and governors and ministers, telling them, singing their praises, when they know that they are wronged. Man sadaqahum bikazibihim. The lies that those rulers will bring, the deceit that those rulers will spread on the ground, the delusion that they will spread amongst the people, the dishonesty that they will spread, and the stealing of public property that they will engage in. Man, any person who goes on sadaqahum bikazibihim, he begins to applaud them. He begins to affirm them. He begins to support them upon all these lies. وَعَانَهُمْ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ. He begins to lend a hand to the injustice that they spread on the surface of the earth. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person who provides support to oppressive and deceptive leaders, لَيْسَ مِنِّي وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُ. Laysa minni, he is not of me, walastu minhu, and I dissociate myself from that kind of a person. That person cannot be my follower. That person cannot be my lover who loves the Messenger alayhi salatu. That person is not upon my guidance. You cannot be upon the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu. And you go on applauding and praise singing leaders who are oppressive on the surface of the earth. The Prophet then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that such a person who goes about accepting falsehood and supporting injustice of the leaders, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, walan yarida alayya al-hawd. Lang yarid, he will never come to me at al-hawd. Lang yarida alayya al-hawd. He will never come to me at al-hawd. Do we know what al-hawd means? Al-hawd is that beautiful water pool. It's also called Al-Kawthar. That is the gift of Allah to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. And every prophet, every messenger of Allah has a hawd, a pool they would have on the day of Qiyamah. As for the pool of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about it. He said, hawdi masiratu shahrin. We know that hadith. Hawdi, my hawd, on the day of Qiyamah is masiratu shahrin. It's a journey of a month. For 1 month you are traveling, for 1 month. For as long as that, that is the length and the size of the hawd of the Prophet. Meaning it's very big. Masiratu shahr. Journey of 1 month, you have not covered it. Ma'uhu abiyadu min al-laban. The fluid, the liquid, the water of that hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abiyadu min al-laban. It is whiter than milk, very white, clean. Warihuhu atyabu min al-misk. And its smell, atyabu, is nicer than the smell of musk. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man shariba minha fala yadhma'u abada. Man shariba minha, whoever takes from the hawd, from the pool that Allah will provide with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, if you drink from it, the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fala yadhma'u abada, or drinking in it, that kind of a person will never become thirsty. That is al-hawd that Allah has blessed the Prophet with sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who goes to affirm the rulers upon injustice, support them upon lies, support them upon deluding the people and deceiving them, this kind of a person, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, لَنْ يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ. He will not come to me at al-hawd. The angels will send them away. In fact, even when the Prophet asked, why are you sending them away? He will be answered that, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You don't know what they started and innovated after you. They started supporting evil rulers and helping them in their dishonesty and in their evil deeds against their ra'iyah. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith number 96, سَيَكُونُ أُمَرَاءُ فَسَقَةٌ جَوْرَةٌ. There will be rulers who will be fasaqa. They will be very sinful rulers. Rulers who will drink alcohol. Rulers who will be committing zina. Rulers who will not establish and observe salah. They don't care. Wajawra, and they are oppressive and aggressive against the people. Man saddaqahum bikadhibihim. Anyone who affirms the lies that they will be spreading amongst the people. Wa'anahum ala zulmihim. And supports the zulm, the injustice and bad treatment they will treat the people, oppressing the people. Anybody who supports them. Falaysa minni walastu minhu. Such a person is not of me, and I am not a party to him. He is not upon my guidance. I disconnect him from me, and he is already disconnected from me because of his bad deeds. وَلَنْ يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ. So how can he come to me at الْحَوْضِ? الْحَوْضِ is for me and those who follow me. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think we can read hadith number 97. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, before that, the last hadith that we read, hadith number 96, It occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Al-Nasa'i. It also occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi. Likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Shibban reported it. Likewise, Al-Imam Hakim in his Al-Mustadrak, and many others amongst the A'imma. A number of companions reported it, like Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, like Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, like Abdullah ibn Umar, like Nu'man ibn Bashir, like Abu Sa'id ibn al-Khudri, meaning that it's a well-known hadith amongst the companions that سَيَكُونُ أُمَرَاءُ فَسَقَةٌ جَوْرَةٌ. There will be some leaders who will be very sinful and oppressive. فَمَنْ صَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبِهِمْ. Anyone amongst you Muslims who go to affirm and accept the lies that they will be spreading amongst the people. وَعَانَهُمْ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ. Any one of you who goes to support them over the oppression that they spread on the surface of the earth, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Such a person lending a hand of support to oppression is not of me. وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُ. I am not of him too. وَلَنْ يَرِدْ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضُ. Such a person will not be with me at Al-Hawd. May Allah protect us from this evil. Supporting oppressive leaders, the person will miss partaking in the drink at Al-Hawd, the drink that ma'uhu abiyadu min al-laban, the water is brighter, keener, whiter than milk. Warihuhu atyabu min al-misk, and his smell is nicer than misk. Yet a person will be deprived of supporting evil and oppressive rulers. How about the ruler Gongon himself? If a person will be so punished for supporting a person, how about that person who was the oppressor himself? Any person who wants to be from the people of Al-Jannah, as a ruler in whatever capacity that your rulership is, you must avoid oppression. Ikhwa, you must avoid oppression. You must avoid deceiving the people. You must avoid injustice and treating people badly. May Allah protect all of us from these evils. I think we can stop here and continue from hadith number 97. Ikhwa, the ahadith regarding these matters are many. Wallahi, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions up to 118. So these ahadith here alone are up to 20. What are they doing? They are telling us that each and every one of us were in the capacity of leadership. And leadership is a big job. A lot is expected of us, whether as leaders, wives, controlling the house, or as husbands, heads of the family, or as imams, heads of the community, or as local government chairman, as we have it, heads of communities put together, or as a governor, or as a president, or as a minister. Wallahi, Allah will ask you. Those under you must not suffer, because a major job that you have is to protect them, is to share the resources with them, is to ensure the enforcement of the law and keep the enemies away from them. If you don't do this, may Allah protect us. Allah will ask you on the day of Qiyamah. And the consequences are many. From that is that lam yajid ra'ihat al-jannah. He will not even smell the fragrance of al-jannah. Why? Istara'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan. Allah placed a group of people under him. Thumma lam yuhitha binushin. And when he related with them, he did not relate with them with honesty and sincerity. And then Al-Jannah now becomes prohibited for him. So if he does not get Al-Jannah, where will he get? The one who comes on the day of Qiyamah, he does not get Al-Jannah. What will he get? May Allah protect us from Jahannam. Forgive our shortcomings. Guide our leaders. Protect them. Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram. Aba Amir.
The question here is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shaykh. May Allah count this as one of your actions sincerely done for his sake. My question is, anyone who sees in a leader what he detests, but did not rebel against such leader. However, he speaks about it in his household, not with the intention of inciting rebellious actions in the minds of the people. Is this lawful in our deen?
What is the intention? The least that it will come under is riba, ikhwa. Bikruka, akhaka bima yakrahu. The least that kind of an action will come under is riba. Ikhwa, the rulers are big people in our deen. Did we not read Allah telling us that Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu atti'u Allah wa atti'u Rasula wa ulil amri minkum? Allah warned us regarding them that we should obey them. Ulil amri minkum. These people who are the awliya'ul amr, those in charge of your affairs, constituted authority. And that, like you said at the beginning of your question, man ra'a min amirihi shay'an yakrahuhu, if you see something you are displeased with your ruler, he does not speak well, or he did not take a decision well, why did he remove fuel subsidy? Why did he float the naira? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, to be patient. Be patient with it. That's his decision. Be patient. And that's why from the sunnah is to regularly beg Allah to guide him. We don't do that. People rather curse their leaders. So all of these things are not appropriate. So if you didn't come in the public to rebel against him, your family that you are telling about your ruler, you are also bringing that ruler down in the mind of your family. One of the scholars has compiled a number of ahadith. He titled the work Haybat Wali Il Amri. Hayba, the personality, the honor that the ruler commands in Islam is haiba. The ruler commands respect and esteem in the community. He said it is wajibun shar'iyun. It's something that is compulsory inside our religion. Wa baruratun dunyawiyatun. Is a necessity regarding the worldly life of the people. That's what? That the waliyul amri, the ruler, should command respect in the mind of the people. So when we begin to discuss him, criticizing him inside our house with our wife, what is that? It is not from the exemptions of al-ghiba. That is the least. Bring it under the discussions on Giba. Look for the 6 exemptions. Was he unfair to you? Did he say something that is haram? If he said something that is haram, are you discussing it at home so that people will understand that so action is haram, so that they don't misunderstand and think that it is halal? This thing is haram. oh, he was doing some things in public that were inappropriate. And people may not know that that thing is inappropriate. So you mentioned that thing, not necessarily him. This thing is bad. By way of making atanas of mutual sincere advice. So all of these, yes. But that he just did something, begin to criticize him, abuse him to our family inside the house. No. Think about those exemptions and exceptions of al-ghiba. If they don't come in any of them. In fact, if you want to talk about that his mistake in the generality of the people, you can mention it like, look for another story of another person who did it. You want to say your president is oppressive? Talk about Firaun. That would be a general talk. But that you mention him, it should be demeaning him in the mind of the people. Our religion, Islam, does not like it at all. That we demean, we disgrace, we embarrass our rulers. Many of the Muslims, with the slightest opportunity, even just because of appointment, you begin to insult, abuse, curse the rulers. This one is not part of Islam. Because of appointment. Somebody was supposed to be in one parastatal of government. By your expectation, he put another person there. You begin to curse him. All of these kinds of things are not part of our religion at all. The place of the ruler is big inside Islam. It's big. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahana sultan Allahi fil ardi ahanahu Allah. Anyone who disgraces this hadith occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. Man ahana sultan Allahi fil ardi. The one that Allah has given power on the surface of the earth. Your commander-in-chief, president, governor. You seek to disgrace him, ahanahu Allah. Allah will disgrace that person too. If you seek to disgrace the one that Allah gave power, Allah will disgrace you. Because Allah is the one that is Malik al-Mulk. Situtil mulka man tasha'a. وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. Then you want to disgrace that one that Allah has placed in charge of authority. So may Allah protect all of us. There's the patience of dealing with constituted authority. Be patient. Be making dua for him for guidance. Because when he is guided, he will take guided decisions. But when you curse him and he takes misguided decisions, the misguidance will reach you too and the generality of the people. So Islam forbids cursing the leaders. Islam forbids rising against the leaders. Islam forbids criticizing the leaders in public. If you have anything to say, the Prophet said it, alayhi salatu wasalam, hold his hands to the privacy and mention it to him. We'll come back to some of these discussions. How do we advise rulers in Islam? You handle his hands to privacy. Bola Ahmed Tinubu to the privacy. You talk to him privately. You don't come in the public to announce the ruler is this, ruler did that, ruler did that. Anybody who does that, Allah will disgrace him. You say the ruler urinate on his body, Allah will disgrace you. Just watch it. Those who come face announcing to disgrace the rulers, not just in our everywhere, there will be a means of demean too amongst the people. So let's avoid it, no matter the scale. No matter the scale, avoid it. Avoid speaking to demean. Unfortunately, most times people who criticize the rulers and constituted authority, they hardly say the good things that they did. If they did something good, they will hardly say it. But whenever they hear evil, they blow it beyond the limits. Our religion, Islam, does not support that. I hope that it is clear about Amr.
نعم شيخنا، السلام عليكم.
آمين وإياكم حفظك الله.
آمين. Can we consider beating one's children or shouting at them as gishu?
It is not gishu. Gishu is to mislead. Someone is supposed to turn right. You tell him to turn left. In fact, when the children need to be flogged, if you don't flog them, that is the gish. Like the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that command muruwa uladakum bis salat, command your children to pray when they are 7. When they are 10, they don't pray, flog them. If you don't flog them at that time, you are, this is gish. So not flogging the children sometimes itself can be gish. Not disciplining them when you are supposed to discipline them itself can be gish. So doing what is appropriate is the opposite of gish. Be honest, be sincere, be appropriate, be wise. But deliberately turning right when you are supposed to turn left. Tell the people to turn right when they are supposed to turn left, or turn left when they are supposed actually to turn right. This is clear-cut deceit. Some governments deceive the people. Some rulers deceive the people. It is unlawful. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man ghashana, the one who deceives us. He tells us something is good when it is bad. He tells us something is bad when it is good. Falaysa minna. How can you be one of us and then you are deceiving us? That is not our way of life. I hope that it is clear. Can we call it a day today till tomorrow, inshallah?
نعم شيخنا، السلام عليكم.
آمين وإياكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.